Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition episode of the Going Viking podcast. If you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you knew that I jumped in my own longship and took a voyage to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to go to the Franklin Institute for the Vikings Beyond the Legend exhibit. On Friday, I put up a poll for everyone because I was curious if you would like a little recap on my experience of the exhibit through the podcast, or maybe pictures of what I saw would be enough to get the information across. So here are the results. On Twitter, there were a total of 49 votes, with recap episode winning 51% to 49%. On Facebook, there were a total of 16 votes, and it ended up being tied. So I have been uploading pictures from the museum from these past few days on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, but I decided to conduct this brief episode for the people who wanted to take a listen. So thank you to everyone who voted. Since the voting was so close, this episode won't be too long, and we'll only focus on a few different topics that I haven't put on the social media sites yet. I will also include a quick summary of the exhibit to give you an overview of the experience. Vikings Beyond the Legend opened at the Franklin Institute in October, and it will be ending on March 3rd. I was finally able to make it this past weekend, and I was glad I did. So before I even entered the exhibit, I was able to catch a 45-minute film in the IMAX theater called Vikings Journey to New Worlds. This film focused on the voyages of the Vikings beginning with the raid on Lindisfarne in 793 to the journey by Leif Erikson to North America. I was able to grab about a minute or so audio of the introduction of this film for you. So take a listen.
They could sail high seas or far up rivers. They had the best ships of their time. They valued art and words. They were exceptional craftsmen and poets.
Okay, so once this was over, which was really cool seeing it in a dome theater, you really got to experience, you know, kind of being in the ship with the water splashing around you, seeing the monk on the beach running away. It was a cool little experience to see. Anyway, once this was over, I was able to jump into the Viking Age by looking at over 600 artifacts, 3 full-size replica ships, and reading tons of information. From swords to axes, jewelry, coins, and so much more, it was so great to see these artifacts up close and personal. I was actually amazed with some of the intricate details that were designed on the jewelry. A lot of these things I've never seen before, so it was great to see. The exhibit had a couple fun interactive things to do too. They had augmented reality rowing. You could conduct your own archaeological dig digitally on a screen. My kids love that. And you could also try on clothes that have been worn during the Viking Age with, fake swords and everything like that. It was a fun experience, and I learned more walking out of the exhibit than I knew coming in. So I consider that a pretty successful trip. I'm now going to give you some information about two things that I thought were interesting to share. One of the main highlights to this exhibit was the display of the Roskilde 6th warship. The ship is on loan from the National Museum of Denmark and was the very first time that has been on display outside of Europe. Only about a fourth of the original ship has survived, leaving the rest of the ship, or the hull, reconstructed by a steel skeleton. The wood from the ship was recovered during the 96-97 excavation. It was found in the Roskilde Fjord in a former Viking harbor about 25 miles from the current Danish capital, Copenhagen. Unfortunately, I was not able to see the actual planks located in the steel structure because they are wrapped up in plastic to preserve the wood. So the planks are actually there where they fit into the ship, but all you see is the plastic wrapping. Due to it being in the winter months, the temperatures fluctuate and it causes the humidity inside the building to be affected. The plastic wrapping keeps the moisture in the wooden planks when the humidity decreases, so the wood is not constantly expanding and contracting, causing it to become weak due to the environment. This is how we are able to see part of the ship in America, because of this ongoing protection and preservation of these planks that, you know, are nearly 1,000 years old. The Roskilde 6 was an impressive 122 feet long, making it the world's largest Viking ship ever found. It was built in 1025 CE in southeastern Norway during Knut the Great's rule. This magnificent ship could hold 100 warriors and was believed to be part of a royal fleet that connected with the wars fought by Knut to assert his authority over the short-lived North Sea Empire. So being able to look at the length of this ship up close was really cool and something truly remarkable to see. Okay, so let's move on to the Yelling Stone. One last piece of information I wanted to share before we go is the Yelling Stone. Some people might call it the Yelling Stone. Obviously, the actual stone wasn't on display, but a replica of it was, and it showed what it may have looked like with all its colors when it was erected around 965. This stone is often called Denmark's birth certificate. The inscription on the stone proclaims King Harald Bluetooth's baptism and the establishment of Christianity as the official religion of Denmark. Now I will read you the translated inscription of the stone. King Harald ordered this monument made in memory of Gorm, his father, and in memory of Thyr, his mother, that Harald, who won for himself all of Denmark and Norway and made the Danes Christian. United in the stone is a Viking king's boast, his commemoration of his parents, and thus his ancestral rights to the crown. The man pictured on the stone is the first depiction of Christ in Northern Europe, as far as we know. Christ is on the cross, but is entangled with serpentine ropes. He is also bearded and garbed in the clothes of a Dane. This may have not been the real Yelling Stone that I saw, but it was an interesting piece to see, with its bold colors of red, yellow, blue, and white. If you would like to see pictures of the Roskilde 6 and the Yelling Stone, keep an eye out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram today, as I will be uploading them. And if you haven't seen the other countless artifacts I've posted already and are interested, go take a peek, because there was a lot of interesting things at this exhibit. I will also be compiling all my pictures and uploading it on my site, going-viking.com, so you can see all the pictures from the museum in one spot. Hopefully this makes it easier for you to browse. And I just want to say thank you again for the people who wanted me to create this episode, because honestly, I did this for you guys. This was a special edition episode, and it will not replace this month's full episode of content I have for you. And there may be one more special coming up soon too, so stay tuned. Alright, everyone have a good day, good night, good morning, good afternoon, and I will see you next time. Skål!